On Wednesday, June 30th, the Philadelphia Parking Authority and Immigration and Customs Enforcement authorities lured 26 taxi drivers to PPA's office on the pretext that there was paying drivers for past credit card transactions. When drivers arrived at 2501 South Swanson Street, they were immediately thrown against a wall, handcuffed, and placed in a warehouse. Some of the drivers were released upon showing documentation. However, four of the drivers still remain in custody.
July 7, 2010, the Unified Taxi Workers Alliance had a rally against PPA for the violation against their rights. Alliances and supporters came to stand by the drivers. PSU was one of them. PSU member Shania Morris was at the rally to give a speech. Here's what she said.
Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Shania Morris. I am now a freshman attending Academy at Palumbo. I am a member of the Philadelphia Student Union just as well. I'm here standing with the taxi workers. The student union has been working on a nonviolent schools campaign this past school year. The purpose of this campaign is to end violence of all forms in our schools. Throughout this campaign, we've identified the different forms of violence, such as interpersonal and structural violence. I wanted to talk about structural violence to you all. Structural violence is when institutions or the system as a whole does things to hurt people's chances of survival. Some examples in our schools would be the lack of resources and underfunding of our schools. Another example of structural violence is the criminalization of youth, where the media portrays young people as violent mobs, and schools spend their funding on security guards rather than counselors and teachers. These things hurt our chances of survival. Why am I talking about this, you may ask? It's because the situations in our schools relate so much to what is happening to the taxi workers now. When drivers work 12 to 14 hours and still can't feed their family, that's structural violence. Right. When taxi drivers are terrorized by the PPA and ICE, that's structural violence. That's right. When drivers don't have health care or workers' compensation, that's structural violence. Yeah. Nonviolence isn't just the absence of violence. To be nonviolent, you have to stand up against injustice. That's what the Philadelphia Student Union believes. When we heard about the injustices against our friends, the taxi workers, we had to stand with them. The Philadelphia Student Union supports the Unified Taxi Workers Alliance because our struggles are connected. Taxi workers, fight on.
I'm Navarre Johnson.
And I'm Roger Churchville.
And we're on blast with Philadelphia Student Union.